Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation this evening on the eve of 80th Independence Day. The address will be broadcast at 7 p.m. on the entire national network of Akashvani. It will also be telecast on all channels of Doordarshan, first in Hindi and then in English. This will be followed by the telecast in regional languages on the regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashvani will broadcast the regional language versions of the address at 9:30 p.m. on its respective regional networks. The nation will celebrate the 80th Independence Day tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lead the celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi. Flower petals will be showered at the venue by two Mi-17 helicopters of the Indian Air Force. The unfurling of the national flag will be synchronized with the 21-gun salute. After the showering of flower petals, the Prime Minister will address the nation from the ramparts of the Red Fort. The grand event is set to commemorate 150 years of the enduring legacy of the national song Vande Mataram and celebrate the energy, aspirations and pivotal contribution of Yuva Shakti in driving India's journey towards Viksit Bharat by 2047. For the first time, Vande Mataram will be rendered during the celebrations at the Red Fort. Services of the Delhi Metro will commence from all terminal stations across its network at 4 a.m. tomorrow on the Independence Day to facilitate the movement of special guests, invitees and the general public. The services will operate at a 30-minute frequency on all lines until the commencement of regular revenue services as per the scheduled timetable for the day. Today is Partition Horrors Remembrance Day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh have paid homage to all those who lost their lives in the partition and to those who struggled against the atrocities on Partition Horrors Remembrance Day. In a social media post, Mr. Modi termed the partition as a moment in history that tore apart several lives, where families were uprooted, loved ones were lost and immense suffering was endured. He also wished that the day deepens everyone's resolve to preserve harmony and brotherhood in the country and work collectively towards building a Viksit Bharat. 21 officials of the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, have been honoured with President's Medal for Distinguished Service and Medal for Meritorious Service on the occasion of Independence Day this year. President's Medal for Distinguished Service have been awarded to six officials. President Draupadi Murmu today interacted with a group of artists from IGRMS Bhopal South Central Zone Cultural Centre and Sangeet Natak Academy at the Rashtrapati Bhavan. In a social media post, the president noted that the artifacts of these artists will be showcased at the Independence Day reception at the Rashtrapati Bhavan tomorrow. In Jammu and Kashmir, one village defence guard VDG member was killed and another critically injured after a fellow VDG member allegedly opened fire on them following a scuffle in Udhampur district today. The incident took place in remote Pancheri area when the VDG members were heading for Damnot police post. The injured person was shifted to hospital while a police party rushed to the scene immediately after getting the information. Efforts are on to arrest the accused. India has dispatched the first tranche of the 20 metric ton relief supplies to Colombia to support the ongoing post-earthquake recovery efforts. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar said, the assistance includes medicines and medical equipment, temporary shelter and hygiene support, and other essential items needed in the aftermath of the disaster. He noted that India stands in solidarity with the people of Colombia during these difficult times. In Orissa, 2 days of incessant rain have triggered a fresh flood threat in the northern parts of the state, with several rivers swelling rapidly and crossing danger levels. Our correspondent reports, the flood situation is grim in several parts of northern Orissa. Flood water is spreading into low-lying areas, roads are submerged and swollen rivers are cutting off connectivity. Meanwhile, IMD has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rain today in Chhattisgarh, East Madhya Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand. Heavy rain is also likely in northern states including Delhi, West Madhya Pradesh, Madhya Maharashtra, Vidarbha, Odisha, among others. And that is the end of this news bulletin.